So November, Stroke Foundation are challenging our community to come together and stride for stroke. Somebody who is doing a lot of striding for stroke is Rhonda Bergen. Rhonda, how are you this morning?
I'm well, Andrew, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the challenge that you're taking on.
So, yeah, November is Stride for Stroke, so raising awareness for stroke research and stroke awareness in general. So I'm challenged myself to a 100 kilometres walk and just raising money.
100 kilometres is pretty much Newcastle to Muswellbrook. You're aware that you're going to be covering that kind of distance.
Well, we have all November to do it. So my goal was $600 donations. So that was my goal. So I've almost reached that target. So if I reach that target by the next couple of days, I'm actually going to add another 50 kilometres onto that as well.
Whoa, you're getting carried away there, Rhonda. Goodness me.
I am. Anything to do, anything to help raise awareness.
Well, now stroke is something that's hit very close to home. Your husband actually suffered a stroke.
He did on the 8th of August, so it's quite recent. He suffered at home an acute thalamic stroke, which was quite a shock for us because he's only 45 years of age, fairly active, healthy, and it was quite a shock to us. So it's quite new, and we're just going through all the process of recovery.
Well, your husband made a very wise choice back in the day when he decided to marry a nurse, because for that very occasion, you were there to be able to do something about it. What were the signs, Rhonda? How did you pick up on the fact that it was happening?
We were actually just sitting down watching a movie together, my daughter and myself and my partner, Marcus. And we were, he was just sitting on the lounge stroking my hair and he just suddenly stopped. And I kind of said, you've gone to sleep, mate. And he wouldn't answer me. So when I kind of shook him, I realised his face had dropped on one side. He couldn't move one arm. He couldn't speak. And being a nurse, I knew the signs immediately. So we acted very fast. We were lucky to have the ambulance and paramedics get here within 10 minutes and, apply first aid immediately and straight to the stroke unit in John Hunter.
And what's the prognosis?
Very, very lucky.
You're very lucky. What's the prognosis for Marcus?
He's doing really well. He's actually back at work. He's had a really, really good recovery because of the quick reaction of everybody. Fantastic stroke team in Newcastle. And he's doing really well. There's still a few lingering things with memory and speech, but they're all progressing really well. So prognosis is great.
Is he inclined to help you with your 100 or possibly even 150 kilometre challenge?
So we've been walking. We've been doing 5 kilometres every day for the last month just to get in some practice and make it so it's a routine. So we'll come home from work and just start walking that 5 kilometres. So if we do the 5 kilometres, we should do the 150 kilometres in the month. And just trying to raise as much money as we can.
Well, Rhonda, very happy that the prognosis is good for Marcus and your family. Of course, if you want to find out more information, go to strokefoundation.org.au. And is that where we would go if we would like to sponsor your effort as well, Rhonda?
Yep, you can go on to Stride for Stroke and you can look up my name if you'd like to support somebody local, and it's Rhonda Bergen. But, just get on there. It helps promote awareness. There's, one in four people in their lifetime are now going to have a stroke. So we're seeing that 80% of those strokes can be prevented. So awareness and on how to prevent it and then awareness of what to do if somebody you know or yourself has a stroke. So, pop on to strivetostroke.org.au and, help out the cause.
Well, Rhonda, good luck with your family. Good luck with your challenge. And thank you very much for joining us this morning on 2NM.
Thank you so much, Andrew.